Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I want to change it up a bit. I say yes, sir, every morning. And it annoyed even me yesterday. I was listening to the podcast. It's like, all right, let's change it up. So then I was thinking about people that I know and how they say hello to you.
Usually, what's up?
What's up? And it reminded me of one of our former interns. May have been our last, in fact.
Oh, okay.
The great Siganoy Weaver.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. Fat boy nails it every time.
She was great. So anyway, what's up?
Yeah, that was our last intern, I believe.
What's up?
Oh, there it is. You still have that.
I knew I had it.
Play it again.
What's up?
What's up?
As soon as you said it.
What's up? That's who I was thinking about, too. She's a sweetheart and a hell of a drummer.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, partly cloudy today, high of 86, right now clear and 60 degrees in Greer. I broke out the shorts.
Oh, good. It's time.
I hate shorts. I hate the way I look in shorts. I look stupid in them.
Yeah, well, I've also seen my reflection in pants, and I realize it don't really matter.
Yeah, but I mean, pants to me I'm my biggest self-critic when it comes to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's looking at my legs.
No, probably not. They're all looking at your ass.
Thank you. I don't like the way I look in shorts. And then I was thinking this morning, because it was, you know, a little chilly in the house, the air was on and everything, and I put on the shorts. So, like, well, that's going to be, you know, I figured 59, 60 degrees, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, it's going to be kind of chilly, too. I mean, I had the seat warmer on the way here.
Yeah.
Wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And then... But then, you know, as I just said, it's going to be 86 today. So what is the trade-off for shorts? That our legs get so hot that we have to just, that's enough of these pants.
I don't know.
Like, when was that invented? Like, God, my legs are so hot. Were the first shirts long sleeve?
Everybody used to wear long sleeve shirts all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
It was, my grandma told me when she was a kid, it was... In bad whatever, for a man to roll up his sleeves mm-hmm. in public.
Yeah.
When a man rolled up his sleeves, he was either getting ready to work or fight.
Yeah.
You didn't roll up your sleeves in public. That was a big no-no.
Well, think about everything you've ever seen that was set in the, I don't know, 1800s through the 1950s or so.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had short sleeves on, hardly ever.
Why not, though?
I don't know.
Like, how is it they were all wearing wool and everything in the winter?
Yeah, well.
Or the summer, rather. You know, men wore wool pants all the time.
All the time, man.
Wool suits. Baseball uniforms, the first ones, were made from flannel.
And didn't they have long sleeves, too?
Or
longer
hell yeah.
Sleeves? Yeah.
They were made of flannel. Imagine that in the summertime. That's when you play baseball.
God. And the Yankees tried to do cotton ones, and they couldn't get them clean.
Is that what it was, really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise. But short. So I mean, look at my stupid legs. I even pulled my socks up taller to try to hide my legs. I hate them.
Yes.
And I ain't gonna go tanning. I got the shape of a waffle cone in the sense that you know I'm bigger up top than I am at the bottom. I feel like. So if I do go out, unless I actually lay out and lay down like I'm doing a snow angel there at the lake at Furman.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I'm going to get any sun on the legs because the top, hey, Mama, the awning's covering the bottom. That's why I don't get any sun on my legs.
You don't cast that big a shadow on yourself.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. I was going to do a video of the dog running around, Bear, in the yard, and my shadow was covering up him, and I looked like a God, I almost said such a bad word. I almost look like Godzilla creeping over him.
Yeah.
A cuss word, not any kind of anything like that.
No, I understand.
So what is the trade-off? Like, I knew the forecast today is going to be in the mid-80s. Oh, my legs can't take that heat. I got to wear shorts.
Well, you get more airflow up through. And
is that what it is?
That's what it's for.
It goes up the pocket of the leg.
The groin region.
Is that the way it is when you wear, like, a dress page or skirt? Especially, like, one of those long, flowing skirt. You get the breeze going up your leg.
Yeah, feels good.
That's
why the lightweight fabric of a dress feels really good. Because it doesn't cling to your skin like shorts do.
Oh, you're right.
You wear dresses.
Mm. The thing with no trade-off is jorts, or as we call them down here, blue jean shorts.
Blue jean shorts.
Jorts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing with no trade-off, because you don't get airflow. No. Yeah, then it's just you're wearing it just because, well, you were hot from knee to ankle.
That's it. From knee to ankle.
you were hot for about 18 inches of leg, and that was it.
I've got, what is that, maybe a foot of leg showing?
Yeah, a little more.
The trade-off.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about actual leg.
Of actual leg. Yeah. Not that one. Well, these two.
Maybe a foot or so because you got smaller socks on.
What's up?
You can always
spray. I pulled the socks up because I hate the way my legs look.
Mm-hmm. Spray tan.
You look like Elliot Perry with all your tube socks walking around town.
Well, that's kind of fashionable now.
Yeah, it is.
It was no show for a while now. Full size socks are back page. Write that down. That's a great point on the text line. That's why Jesus wore a dress. It was cooler. They all did back then.
Yeah.
Even like the Nostradamus, he wore a skirt. They all did.
Yeah, men used to always wear robes and gown type things.
What
all the
happened
time, everywhere.
With why? What happened with who woke up one morning and said, "I don't want to wear a dress anymore," or whatever? What did they even call it then? A shroud? What did they call it that you wore? A robe?
I think they just called it clothes back then.
You just called
it's
it just, clothes.
Everybody wore the same outfit, just in slightly
everybody
different colors according to the pictures.
Couldn't tell if it was a toga party or just a Monday.
Yeah.
It lasted for a bit, man, because my brother's dad grew up in Tennessee in the 50s on the farm, and they all wore, a lot of brothers and sisters, they all wore dresses. But I guess it looks like a dress. It's not like a form of, you know.
Oh, no, yeah. I've seen that before.
Nightshirt
or
whatever.
Or like a nightgown. What is it?
Odd looking.
Yeah, guys used to wear kerchiefs. Mm-hmm.
I would have bullied you in school.
No, you'll see.
Dad wore a kerchief. Mom was in a kerchief, and he was in his cap. Sorry.
A lot of times you'll see, and there's some benefit in this. It's an interesting thing. You'll see, like, roofers and stuff.
Yeah, wear,
And you'll see a white dude out there, you know, wearing, like, blue jean shorts cut off, like, way up the leg, like Daisy Dukes, no shirt, just about naked on the roof.
Yeah.
But then you'll see his coworkers, maybe from south of the border, I don't know where exactly, but they'll have on layers of stuff. They'll be covered up to protect themselves from the sun.
Hey, it makes sense.
Yeah. And somebody texted in the saying, what keeps you warm also keeps you cool. And there's something to that. I just don't know what, because I've never done that type of work.
Must be a Wiccan. Never done that kind of work. You've never done any kind of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking work.
And somebody texted in too, point out that men also used to wear high heels. Men started that.
Prince continued it for a while.
Yeah. Men.
Until they killed him.
Hundreds of years ago, they started wearing high heels.
If
they were only for men.
And you know, every few years you see it out of Paris or whatever, you'll see some male model out there wearing a dress, and we all scoff at it and call him slurs and stuff. But God.
He's comfortable.
Who would it take to start it? The Rock? If The Rock started wearing, and I'm not saying a dress in a effeminate way. I'm talking about a God-blessed robe or some kind of long-ass shirt, like an XLTT.
A kimono.
Real tall shirt.
Maybe you should check out Saudi Arabia. They dress like
that.
That's how they dress.
Oh, watch out.
They wear the white flowing robe kind of thing.
But aren't they wearing boxer shorts, though, or something? And, you know, some little boy shorts.
I bet not.
They're not just slanging around in that thing.
They might be.
What about bringing the kilt back?
That's too hot. If it was like a kilt made of, like, Under Armour type of material, sure.
A linen kilt.
Oh, I don't think I'll have one.
Enough about Hinckley, Paige. Not Hinckley. Hold on. Oswald. Who killed Lennon? JR did.
It's lightweight.
Who would it take for you to, for dresses or whatever to come back and become a thing? Because it takes one guy to do it. A guy that all men would look up to and say, you know what? If he did it, then by God, I will too.
When we did dresses for the drag pageants,
I know
it's quite comfortable.
I lost 500 followers on Instagram. I really did.
I know.
That day.
I know.
People really stuck to their guns with that.
Quite comfortable.
Yeah.
When we wore dresses for that.
I know. Yeah.
I would say the front runner of that would have to be our president. President Trump would have to wear the dress to establish the fashion for the country.
It's not true. The left would start wearing 3-piece suits then to protest.
I'll wear your dress if you give me my wall.
He would take The Rock. If Dwayne Johnson came out wearing some kind of free-flowing kimono, or what do they call them in Hawaii? Kimonos? Whatever it is. It's Kokomos, they call them over there. If he came out wearing that, we'd be like, all right. Because women would be like, yeah, they'd totally be into it.
Yeah,
and then guys, they would start wearing them.
At least when you got pants and some shirts, you kind of hide some of the features you don't have. Like a dress is going to hug you all the way from the boobs down.
The women wear them. Women more curvy than men.
Oh, women. Or dress. Let's go casino.
You can always wear Spanx, men.
Yeah.
You're not above it.
No, I am above that. Hey, if you can't take the cover of the book, then don't read it. Put that on a t-shirt.
Would you settle for a romper? Somebody's texting in wanting to know if you'd settle for a romper.
I'm familiar with the word, but what does that mean? Does it mean that it has straps on the top?
It's like a summer pantsuit.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's like a short
dress.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The rompers were in. That's so last
year. There's a romper.
Year.
You've seen a lot of women wear them the last couple of years. Rompers.
He says they're out this year.
Yeah, I even saw them.
Plus, I don't like my shoulders.
Those.
I don't like the one that shows my shoulders.
That's true.
I have a lot of moles.
Well, you get a romper that covers the shoulders,
Let's
too.
See. Okay.
Look like that lady in a romper, but it's not a skirt, right? It's like shorts.
The pattern though could not be floral. It'd have to have like skull and crossbones on it, and like Toyota logos and stuff.
I'm trying to think of
Monster Energy,
the football player that wore the rompers all the time.
Cam Newton.
Yeah. It was Cam Newton.
How'd I know?
That's already been done.
Yeah, you know, a romper's like a short jumper.
Yeah. A jumper.
So Cam would be the man to bring
Muggsy
the dress.
Muggsy Bogues should come out with his own line then. It'd be awesome.
Muggs.
That's who it would take, some kind of manly man to say, you know what? And they would also have to associate it with, to be honest, with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They would be like, that's what the drag queens ought to do. They should say, you're protesting our book reading or whatever. The guy that you worship wore one too. Didn't call it a dress, though. We just called it clothes.
It was what everybody wore.
Everybody wore clothes. Mm-hmm. Good Lord. We just had Rise Guys Fashion Morning. Who needs a whole week? We just solved it in 15 minutes.
Yeah, because it ain't as simple as just wearing shorts or pants. There's more to it than that.
Oh,
you're
man.
Absolutely right. I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm wearing shorts today.
I don't like fashion. Talking about it, I don't like participating.
Apparently.
That'd be nerve-wracking to wear different stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It'd be awful. You see what some of these players wear going to games.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, they get a rompers. Lot of them get it for free, though. They're not wearing rompers, Paige.
They're wearing, couch upholstery from the 70s.
Yeah, you got Kelly Oubre. He's got his big fur coat with the F word on the back of it.
Really?
I mean.
The full
shirts.
Word?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Shirts and jeans, man. That's what I need.
Shirts and jeans.
I don't even like my black blue jeans either. Try not to wear them too much.
That's another one. Black blue jeans.
Black blue jeans, yep.
Make up your mind.
That's the thing.
It can't be both.
That's the thing only in the South, black blue jeans.
You can't have intercolor jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Not right. Remember when they had purple jeans back in the day? Those wash jeans.
These people get jeans in every color.
Used to wear them with the LA Gears. They had the twists on the side of the shoe.
Oh, yeah. Didn't have to tie them all the way. Those were great.
Trevor Lawrence did it. Would you do it, Fat Bo?
He's got the hair for it.
Rock the dress.
I don't know, man. We probably, maybe.
Dabo would never do it.
Only if it was orange.
It's tricky.
Let's see Fat Bo in a flowered orange sundress.
I don't think I need to meet Trevor Lawrence.
Why?
I was thinking about that the other day. Like,
You think he'd be a dick and ruin your I hear he's very, very, very nice to people when they come up and meet him.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm considerably older, so I got to play it cool, you know. If I get around him, it's probably going to be like a Chris Farley show type moment. I'd be like, oh, my God!
You remember that time you threw that touchdown?
I pointed at his shoulder and said, this arm ready to throw for 3,000 awesome. Yards next fall?
Yeah, you'd be that old man.
I know. I mean, I couldn't be cool about it.
What if he did like some kind of thing where he cut his hair off for charity? And would you buy the wig?
Yeah. Well, like the Q wig?
Yeah.
The Mer wore?
Oh, Practical Jokers. I could see you wearing the Lawrence wig. No, so you think it would be disappointing?
Because I would make it that way.
I'm always saying he would embarrass himself, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the odd thing is you don't want a picture. You just want to say hello to him.
No, I want to build that relationship.
So odd.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want a picture. You want to be friends with a dude half your age.
I know. See, you say it like that, and it's
well.
But that hurts my heart.
I know.
Because
look what
I've known
to
you now for a decade, and we're coworkers. But yet, you want to be friends with this teenage boy.
Come on, man.
How old is he? 19?
Y'all don't have anything in common. He's devoutly religious. You're whatever the opposite of that is.
We're practically
sacrilegious.
He has more than 4 T-shirts.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
He has a bunch
probably
of T-shirts.
In the back of his new car.
We live close together, A. His last name is my middle name. His dad and me practically have the same name. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Meatloaf said that himself. There's a lot in common.
He wears Yeezys. You wear dad Nikes.
It's about time to get a new pair, too.
It's been a while. It's been since the fall.
Always comes back to fashion.
Well, you never know. He could be twisting through the radio dials right now or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's Trevor, cool. Contact at Fatboy933 if you're...
He got hacked on the social media.
Yeah, but it's back now, you said.
I think somebody hacked him and unfollowed me, so you should go check that out.
You know way too much about that. You really do.
I've seen Fatboy tweeting that. Somebody hacked you and unfollowed me.
It was just odd to see his, you know, hey, take a survey and make some money. I'm like, you're not doing that. You got hacked.
Is he verified on there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. So I know he sees it. I pop up to the front.
I sees it, and I know you sees it. We both sees it.
Good thing about that blue check. Gets you to the top of the line.
That sweet laugh you hear in the background is sweet baby James, Jimmy Jack Jackie, who's going to give us some of the best damn audio available today.
That's
right, Jim?
Fun stuff today, Matthew.
Is that a guarantee?
Yeah, man. I got mainly real life stuff and one that's going to make everybody feel old.
Uh-oh.
At least all of us in the room going to feel old.
Lordy, lordy, Rudy Huxtable's 40.
No, older than that, probably.
She probably is.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence got the Instagram verification, too.
God, mom.
I know.
Well,
that's
he's
one of the
national
hardest
champion.
So?
That's true. We're Marconi nominated.
But we've been on the radio almost longer than he's been alive. That should count for something.
It should. It'll
fall for anything.
If we could be on national television every week in the fall, we'd be there.
If we could be on local television once every quarter.
I thought the company had a person that was their job was to get us verified. I mean, essentially, that's what it is.
That is, yeah, but Instagram plays a harder ball than Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. So the NBDA today, Nine's Best Damn Audio. We'll get into that.
Yeah. Gonna make you feel old.
Also, if you missed yesterday's Truth and Consequences, we're going to re-premiere that. And on top of that, we're going to do a whole hell of a lot of phones today. So because we didn't get to do too many yesterday. 1-800-774-0093. That's the number to remember at any point during the show. 1-800-774-0093. Jimmy, they can text us as well.
That's right, man. 72341, the Carolina Vapor Mill text line. Always open, always reading them.
Yeah. Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and then we're at TheRiseGuys on Twitter and Instagram. Verified on Twitter, but not on Instagram. But it's really us. We've not been hacked. As the Rise Guys. Paige, good morning. What is going on in the Plex?
Oh, gosh. Remember the Hoppin' Mad Easter Bunny who was swinging in that big brawl that we were talking about yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Well, he turned out to be a wanted criminal. I'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headline.
Good Lord. These people. They're wanted.
Those people.
Oh, well, I know. Like the lady who was trying to get Coke legalized, and she drove to the police station and got a DUI.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk about these boneheads in the news right after this. Good morning, everybody.
It's the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat. that boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, well, here we go. On to Florida, shall we?
Yeah.
A bar-hopping bunny who claimed that he was a hero defending a woman when the cameras were rolling turned out to be not so innocent. The guy in question is a 20-year-old by the name of Antoine McDonald. I know. Might not be any. But it turns out that he's a fugitive who's wanted in New Jersey for car theft from last fall, situation last.
Oh, boy.
He's also a person of interest in a carjacking.
Wow.
And two armed robberies in Florida earlier this year, and he's been arrested several times in the past for violent armed robberies. So he could have just gone under the radar being anonymous, but he decided to go viral with that video, and he even started an Instagram account called Bad Bunny of 19.
Bad Bunny of 19.
Yeah, so
now that Brazilian rapper that Ric Flair hangs out with?
Bad Bunny of 19?
I thought so.
I think you're right.
Or maybe not Brazilian, but he's like, I think he raps in Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so now that he's internet famous, everybody, you know, tried to look him up. And
yeah. So, and there he is.
Mm-hmm. Right in the mugshot.
Did he perform at Coachella?
That I don't think so.
No.
He dressed in it. Next year he's going to be at Coachella in a bunny costume fighting people.
Update. Bad Bunny is from Puerto Rico. He's not Brazilian, as I previously said. All apologies to the Brazilians.
Puerto Rico.
And Puerto Ricans both.
All right. So,
Porta.
Now he's got street cred being the Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
So there you go. He's a legend.
That's that thing, the man with that facial recognition, talking about artificial intelligence yesterday, that facial recognition. Phew. Maybe I'm not so stupid for wearing sunglasses all the time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have something to hide, maybe.
Yeah. Well, no, but I'm saying, like,
I don't have anything to hide, but it doesn't mean I'm supposed to just be invaded either.
Maybe I want to take a road trip, not tell anybody.
Yeah, maybe.
I want everybody to freak out.
Yeah, just because you're not hiding anything doesn't mean you have to disclose everything.
Well, I mean, you can't go into a bank or most places wearing sunglasses anymore.
Sounding like Big Brother, Paige.
I'll go hide. I'll put my phone on airplane mode.
Harder to hide
and
now.
Disappear.
Just for the record, Paige's on the side of the man.
She
I'm
is.
On the side of bankers where you can't wear sunglasses going into a bank or other places.
I found that out.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Okay.
So the armed guard told me to take my sunglasses off. I thought, what? Am I not showing reverence to the banking gods?
Unabomber composite drawings fault, I think.
Yeah, well, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It instantly like makes you think, person. Oh, what are you hiding? Well, I don't like the way my eyes look. Or maybe it's sunny outside. You ever thought of that?
Maybe it is sunny.
Ding dong.
What if you're Richard Petty and your eyes are very sensitive
Nobody
to light?
Nobody ever says anything to Richard Petty.
Say, now you think you're just being...
Do I need to wear a cowboy hat covered in feathers?
You're being anonymous, but actually you're being creepy at times.
Who,
not
what's
you,
up?
But wearing the disguise.
Yeah. It allows your eyes to go places that people can't see, sure.
Mm-hmm. You may not carry that backpack anymore.
Right.
It's also a bad idea.
I do carry a backpack.
I know. I'm just telling you.
Oh. Nine told me not to wear the fanny pack anymore because I don't have a butt. Yeah.
You got to wear it on the front.
It kept sliding down my leg.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be so judgmental.
I thought this was a judgment-free zone. What's
no,
up?
It's not.
What's
like,
up?
You got to be perfect to walk in this room, I'm telling you. Yeah. All right, so here's a crazy thing. What would you think if Karate Kid was married with Rocky? Not literally, but in the same show.
Or if he married Rocky's son?
No.
She's talking in corporate America terms. Okay. If they married the two together.
Yeah, if they married the two together, would that work out? Because... It was pitched to the Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio.
It was pitched to him to do what? That
the
Karate Kid would fight Rocky?
No, that an executive came to him and said, what if Rocky Balboa and LaRusso
Daniel Song
had kids and they are related in some way?
Gay relate? I mean, like gay kids? I mean, not gay kids, but like they were in a relationship and had a child?
So somehow they wanted to combine Rocky with a Karate Kid in some way, in some show or some movie.
So they did that. It's called Apollo. It's called Creed. Right? Rocky in Creed is Mr. Miyagi.
Kind of, yeah.
It's the same story. It's like the movie The Rookie. It's like all them movies.
Yeah, or Sidekicks.
Or Rudy.
Sidekicks.
Think about Rudy. What about the Black Custodian? He was Mr. Miyagi.
So you're saying there's no new ideas ever again. Well, you change
it a little bit, you know? Yeah, it's like when I put stuff on eBay. I'll go find the ones that sold for a lot, and then I copy and paste their auction listings, and I change a few words.
They've done that story every way you can do it, from Bad News Bears to Ed Straight Arrow Gennaro and the old guy in Varsity Blues, Unnecessary Roughness. That's been done every way you can possibly do it.
Clegg was Kenny Powers, Mr. Miyagi.
Clegg.
That's not a good analogy there.
I love me some Necessary Roughness. That was my favorite movie as a kid.
Oh, I loved Sinbad as a kid, and he was in that movie.
He was.
Sinbad in football.
Did they turn it into a TV show, or that was first in 10? You ever see that?
Oh, I don't remember that.
It was
one.
An HBO football comedy show. Not comedy. It was a TV show, but it was comedic, and they would show nudity in it.
Oh, and then there was Blue Mountain State, which was another one. It was on Spike TV. I remember that one.
Yeah, but no nudity, though.
No.
Yeah, I remember the cheerleaders would be, in the showers and everything. Oh, it was great. It was funny, too, you know. The boobs.
Boobs, yeah. Some people watch HBO still.
Yeah.
they tried to do a serious one. Remember Playmakers? And then the NFL players were like, well, this sucks. This is not an accurate depiction. It was on ESPN.
Yeah.
Any Given Sunday where the guy lost his eye on the field.
God.
That's Radio, all these movies.
That's regarded as like one of the better football movies, Any Given Sunday.
Leatherheads.
Jerry Maguire.
Football movies.
Yeah?
Yeah, thought you were going to say, don't ever stop blanking me.
Right.
Well, if you're into
wrong line.
That sort of thing, the second season of Cobra Kai airs today. So
Forget about that.
Yeah.
It was good.
Get into that if you need to.
It needs to be on TV for old people for me to watch it, though.
What do you mean?
I mean,
it's called MeTV.
It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I never remember that anything like that is on there.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just to watch people play video games and music videos and stuff. I don't think they have other content.
You're going to have to come off a few bucks to watch it.
Yeah, we have a channel on there.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's like short videos, not a series.
Oh, no, of course.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, I try. You may not like it, but I try to come up with new things that are never new because everything's been done before.
Well, I mean,
is it your idea? I thought it was a headline story.
No, it is, but I'm trying to give you new ideas that I thought was a newer idea, but it's not a new idea at all.
I'm having deja vu right now, really bad. Not even in a joking way.
Because the concept of this would have gone back to Italian lineage with Balboa and LaRusso and somehow connect them in that sort of way.
So Daniel's son was, okay. He's Italian.
Yeah, Daniel LaRusso.
Okay.
I didn't know son was Italian.
No, but like I never thought about that before. When I was a kid, I never thought about that stuff. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truly, I didn't know what, like, I remember the first Jew I ever knew was in high school. And it was, and somebody had to tell me, and I was like, what does that mean? Like in my mind, like they were from like Judea or like Jerusalem or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, no, we just go to a different church. It's like, oh, okay.
No,
weird.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know
that.
I thought those were only in the Bible.
We got one around here.
I was a kept man, away from everything. I was kept.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page and those Rise Guys headlines.
Like, we didn't go on international trips. We went to Myrtle Beach. South of the border I went to was the gas station on the way to the beach.
Well, now you see lots of foreign people at Myrtle Beach.
Huh?
Now you see lots of foreign people at Myrtle Beach.
Well, the owners of the hotels.
Did you diversify the family and allow, you know, the Hesh to join?
And the people selling frozen lemonade.
Oh, of course. Everyone's available. Everyone was there. Yeah, God, that was stupid, too. It was always a poor girl wearing a bathing suit pushing the frozen lemonade up the beach with, like, 4x4 tires on that thing.
Yeah, get it,
Oksana.
That's
going to help you.
Get it.
Make a hover lemonade machine or something. Uh-huh. This is 2019, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's just some 105-pound Russian girl just pushing.
It's like it's, I know. It's like she's. It's like it's the 1920s or something, in Coney Island or something.
It's so heavy.
God, Fat Boy.
Yes.
What is going on in sports?
You know, we've been talking about this Robert Kraft tape. When's it going to come out? You know, they were like, it's going to come out eventually. Well, guess what?
Keep it alive, Fatbo.
We know when it's coming out now.
Your dreams come true.
Yep.
Go ahead and set a reminder on your phone.
I don't have a date, but I know when it's coming out.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what the hell that means.
Okay.
Right after this.
Oh, very nice tease. All right. I was talking to you, Paige. Thank you. And you as well, Fatboy. And nine, congratulations to you as
Thank
well.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quicker Stick and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, we now know.
What do we know? Oh, yeah, about the Kraft tape.
The Kraft tape. You know, he was. His lawyers were trying to block it, saying, look, there's no need to even show it to a jury because the police did such a great job of describing what happened in detail that you don't even have to watch it. So then they were like,
do we have the transcripts of the police telling these details, describing the video?
I don't have that.
I'd like to get Sean the Bomb to read the transcript.
Then they were like, you know, well, just don't let it come out, man. And then the judge was like, okay. Because somebody was allegedly shopping the tape.
Yeah.
But then.
I still don't understand who's shopping the tape. If it's it's got to be somebody who works for the police.
Oh, yeah. Either a copy or, you know, somebody showing somebody.
What do you mean by copy?
Here's proof and then I'll get it to you afterwards.
Okay.
But a judge decided yesterday that the tape will be released. But there's no date. There are a set of conditions.
It should release it on June 9th. 6-9.
It could either be released when the juries are sworn in, or when the cases are resolved by a plea agreement, or if the state no longer pursues charges against Kraft, then they could put the tape out.
How long is the tape?
I think there are a couple.
They should release the tape into motion picture theaters, NC-17 warning, and donate the money to human trafficking. Against it, not to help it, not to source it or anything.
Not to support it, but
not to be an investor. Not as an investor type.
Is it going to look like the Mueller report where it's just like a big blotch and nothing going on and you can't tell what's happening?
Maybe.
Do it in 3D. Do it in an IMAX.
Or at least one.
I'd support that.
Like at the end, while I like, oh!
No!
I'll dive into the floor.
Why are you running forward with your mouth out? Peyton Manning. Per sources, has told ESPN, thanks but no, for the Monday Night Football job.
Hmm.
So he doesn't want it.
Well, he's on the road with Luke Bryan.
Well, I think
Eric
saying,
Church, whichever one it is.
One of them. Country Music Couch. They're saying with Peyton, he's probably, if he gets back into anything, he'll be front office. And he'll just skip TV altogether. Like Elway did it. You know, Elway, he cut his teeth in arena football first before he worked up to the NFL and still can't figure out how to draft a quarterback or sign one.
Peyton Manning and Bon Jovi should start their own football team. Or not their own football, but buy one together.
It's not a bad idea.
Is there a player that's ended up being not a full owner, obviously, but a partial owner in a team, a former player? Has that ever happened?
Well, the NBA gave Jordan the Hornets. Pretty much.
Well, you know.
At a cheap rate.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Derek Jeter owns, I don't know what his ownership is with the Marlins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but so does, like, Gloria Estefan. She owns part of that team.
John Cicada?
Yeah, all those people.
Named after the damn annoying birds
and
chirpies that come out.
Yeah.
Hey, this might be up your alley, man, if you got $4 million.
To the left. To the left.
I don't know who had this or where it came
from. It's going to be right at my alley and to the left.
Mm-hmm. But, this is a Babe Ruth jersey from the 20s.
Okay.
Going up for auction here in a couple months.
Buy it, Matt.
Hunt Auctions.
Mike and his team over there do a really good job.
Yeah, they find some obscure items like Babe Ruth jerseys from the 20s.
When I think, I'd like some memorabilia, I think of Mike Hunt. I really do. The guy's great.
Yeah. Hunt Auctions did a great job.
They really do.
What's his original Yankees gray flannel jersey with a team name across the front? They're expected $4 million. It's rare because it's the only time in which the franchise's history that the nickname was printed on the uniforms.
Okay.
Hmm. His last name is stitched into the collar. That's got to be the stuff floating around, you know, just everywhere. Like, what happened to all this stuff?
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. So, yeah. Like, I saw a story the other day. I think I actually sent it to you, Fat Boy, not for sports, but just for, you know, a friendly type move. This lady found this old piano from the turn of the century, and it had been in her family for all this time. And then finally somebody died, so they moved the piano, and they find 100-and-something baseball cards from the 20s in there. Mm-hmm. And what was on top? A Babe Ruth rookie card.
Jeez.
In the piano. And I'm thinking, that adds to the story. What if somebody just found a, you know, it adds to the story that it was in this piano and it had been there for 100 years, and maybe the guy hit them so they wouldn't be thrown away or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It adds to the story of it. It makes it sound better.
What if it was a Wally Pip in there somewhere?
Rather have a Lou Gehrig?
A Lou?
That was on the Goonies.
I'll tell you real quick. Jonathan Stewart signed a one-day contract to retire as a Panther.
Mm-hmm.
11 years in the NFL, he's done.
Wow, he's around that long.
Yeah.
Man.
Is that what's going to make us feel old? Oh, no, that's in the BDA coming up later.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
That's it, man. It's sports. I got to go.
Okay.
Talk too much.
All right. You never showed up. All right, we'll take a break. Let's get into some great phones. If you got something good to say. No bad calls today.
Nothing mean.
1-800-774-0093. Nothing mean against us, per se.
No,
he can
be angry.
We're very thin-skinned today.
It's not at us.
Anything you want to talk about, questions, comments, you need some advice, maybe even that kind of situation, 1-800-774-0093. I know we did get a lot of correspondence yesterday about the Truth and Consequences where the guy is taking boudoir pictures of girls. And we heard from a lot of girls yesterday about that.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll go through some of that and your calls. 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn, touch base with us. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys all morning.
I think those guys are absolutely crazy.
93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good stuff all day.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
This feed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.